Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Hey, if you're a repeat listener, please leave us a review or a rating. It would really help catapult us into the top 100. We're bouncing in and out on a weekly basis, and a review or a rating from you on your favorite podcast app would go a long way. Thanks so much. Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off. Hey, hey, welcome back to another Saturday Shorts episode. Today, we're going to tackle the topic, why you should make your website before you call your suppliers. John, this is kind of the opposite of what most people think. They kind of want to just call suppliers and get it over with, but we recommend making a website. Why is that?
You're definitely right. Some people think this is super counterintuitive, and the response when sometimes when you tell people this, we make the website before we call suppliers, you know, you identify your niche or the market, what you're going to sell, you go make your website. Then you call suppliers to seek their approval to sell their products. That's the order we go through this in. The reason for that is because when you go to call, like suppliers, you're going to call a supplier, right? Suppliers get these calls a lot, right? There's lots of people who want to start an online business, and there's lots of people who are not actually that committed or serious about starting an online business. And there's a lot of people that probably just waste suppliers' time. So what we want to do is set ourselves above those people, like those time wasters, those people who aren't serious, who just woke up this morning and had a bright idea to start a business and started calling suppliers. And one of the ways we do that is we create a website. And what that does is it gives the supplier some confidence that you're actually invested in starting a business, right? You've done some work. You've got some skin in the game. And they can also see that you know what you're doing because you've put something together, and it's not going to be the complete website, right? But it's going to look good enough that they can see that you can actually present their products in a professional way. You've got a brand for your website, all that sort of stuff. And it increases the likelihood that they will approve you to sell their products on that site, right? So that's why we do it first. Some people will say, oh, well, you know, it seems like a waste of time to do it. What if the suppliers don't approve me? You know, I've wasted that time creating a website, blah, blah, blah. And look, literally, if you've gone through the right process of identifying the right niche, the way that we'll walk you through it on this podcast, if you go back to some of our earlier episodes, I think 14, 15, something like that, you're going to be calling suppliers who will approve you. You're going to be calling the right suppliers, right? So the chance that you're just going to strike out on all of those suppliers and waste your time creating that website is super, super low. In fact, I can't actually think of the last time that happened to anybody. So if you've done the work right, create your website, then call suppliers, and your chance of getting those suppliers across the line is significantly boosted.
You got to think about the person on the other end. Like, they are getting a lot of phone calls all the time, multiple times a day, someone's calling to sell their products, right? And you have to be different. You can't just be the guy who's calling. You have to be what we're trying to do here. We're trying to build a real business, right? You have to appear like you're building. You're not just somebody who wants to flip it on eBay or sell on Amazon or saw, you know, some guy standing next to his rented Lambo telling you how easy it was to make millions. You're building a real business. And so if you can set yourself apart by saying, hey, my name is Ben, I'm calling from bensbusiness.com, and they can click bensbusiness.com. And they do. If you have Google Analytics pulled up, you'll see them go to your website and you have a nice looking homepage, and you can direct them to where you've uploaded a couple products from their brand so they can see how you might represent them. Like, your odds of getting approved are so much greater than the person who didn't do any of those steps. Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business.
John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to.
And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business, not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts, to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business. We're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for the Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.